Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has rejected President Trump's talk of military intervention in response to the crisis in Venezuela.
Le expresé al vicepresidente Pence.
He said he told Mr. Pence the possibility of a military intervention should not be contemplated. And during a joint press conference, Pence also spoke.
The president sent me here to continue to marshal the unprecedented support of countries across Latin America to achieve by peaceable means the restoration of democracy in Venezuela, and we believe it is achievable by those means.
Vice President Pence is in Colombia as part of a six-day Latin American trip, including stops in Argentina, Chile, and Panama. The top U.S. general, Joe Dunford, is on the Korean Peninsula as an annual U.S. and South Korean military exercise risks further increasing tensions with North Korea. Dunford said his visit to the region this week is aimed at reassuring allies, South Korea and Japan, while building the military-to-military relationship with China in order to prevent miscalculations. Meantime, U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo told Fox News Sunday North Korea's push to develop a nuclear-tipped ballistic missile capable of hitting the U.S. is a very serious threat. Suspected Islamic terrorists opened fire at a restaurant. It happened late Sunday in the capital of Burkina Faso, killing at least 17 people, wounding 8 or more in the second such attack on a restaurant popular with foreigners in the last 2 years. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities are investigating Saturday's clashes that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, between white supremacists and counter-protesters that left 3 dead, several others injured. President Trump said he condemned many sides in the protest over the proposed removal of a monument to a Civil War Confederate general. Northwestern University history professor Kevin Boyle said America's bloodiest conflict was about more than slavery, as often the Civil War has been described.
The Civil War was tangled up with questions of federalism and questions of states' rights, but those wouldn't have become questions that would have divided the country and caused a Civil War, except to the extent that slavery drove the debate.
A civil rights investigation is underway after a woman was killed by a man who rammed a vehicle into a crowd. 2 Virginia State policemen were killed after their helicopter crashed while monitoring the protest. Despite a grim account of his imprisonment, the mood was joyful as a Canadian pastor freed from a North Korean prison addressed the congregation at a Toronto area church on Sunday. During his first public appearance since arriving home, Yeon-Soo Lim described his 2 years in isolation, where he said he did grueling physical labor that landed him in hospital on several occasions. He also spoke about being reunited with his family.
I'm so proud to be Canadian. And I'm so happy to meet my wife and my family.
Lim had been sentenced to life in prison with hard labor for alleged anti-state activities, but was released on what the North Korean government described as sick bail that happened last week. Pakistan has kicked off a day of celebrations marking the country's 70 years of statehood and independence. Festivities began with gun salutes in the capital, Islamabad, and each of the 4 provisional capitals. Pakistan gained independence when the departing British left India and split the subcontinent in 1947, sparking one of the most violent upheavals in the 20th century. Observers say the Pakistanis, the anniversary comes amid turmoil, political, that has characterized successive civilian governments of that country, which have been dominated by military rule throughout much of its history. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And as always, we're available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.